up. Star 102.5.
Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So people apparently don't like the bathroom toilet or the toilet on in a bathroom on an airplane.
Yeah, it's too loud.
Too loud.
Too forceful. It is shocking. It's like a roar.
And so apparently researchers are working on a quieter version than what you hear here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just wouldn't know because I never go to a bathroom on a plane. Never. I never have. I'm not a frequent flyer, but I'm old enough to have flown a lot, and I have managed to avoid it successfully.
Mm-hmm. But would you sit there and be uncomfortable just to avoid
it? Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a point where you just can't anymore.
Yeah.
I haven't been to that point yet.
Okay.
Obviously, if I were, I'd have to give in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But if I think, nope, I can make it, I'll wait till we land.
I want to be on a plane with you. Keep sending him more water. No, on me. On me. Just keep
forcing. On me.
So
we're not buying drinks. I'm just buying some water. How much is the water? A nickel or?
Thanks a lot. Big spender. Won't even get me drunk.
Nope.
We were curious. So what's the bathroom you just won't use? Amy?
I will not use a porta potty.
Okay. So if you're going to some place, like an all-day festival or something, what do you do?
Well, I eventually break down, but I try to avoid having to go to a porta potty, or I find like the emergency station to go into.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, and like if you're at the fair, you're finding one of the ones that has plumbing. Forget it.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
I have to find plumbing.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll go all out of your way, walk as far as you have to, just not going to use the porta potty. Got it, Amy?
That is correct.
All right. Thanks for calling. You have a good day.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kimberly. Hi, Kimberly.
Good morning.
You will hold it for hours when you're doing what?
When I go to a concert, outdoor concert, and all that's available is a porta potty.
Okay, you'll hold it the whole time.
I will hold it. I will, and I will Google where's the nearest gas station so that when I leave, I can go find it.
Okay.
Because I am not going to go in that porta john. I'm not.
Okay.
Ever, never, ever, ever. When I go camping, even if I'm in the primitive, which I usually am because I can't camp, yeah. I will get into my car and I will drive over to where there is flushing toilets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just so. Like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, I'm not joking. I'm like, nope, not doing it.
Got it. Thanks, Kimberly. You
Thanks.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
That is the one exception.
Camping?
Well, it was that outhouse. I told you we have our friend's property that we camp on.
Right.
And he has like this old school outhouse there that just sits out there. And it that was, remember, I had the 5-gallon bucket when I was pregnant. Because I knew I was going to have to get up in the middle of the night and pee. And I just couldn't. I could not go in
there. I know.
I couldn't. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was for the baby.
Yeah.
It was for the baby.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You ruined buckets for me for a long time after that story, by the way.
The 5-gallon bucket?
Yeah. Like, I had a paint and I had a bucket. I would. Oh.
Well, I didn't pee in your bucket.
I know, but still, just a thought. Didn't like it.
He pees in yours every day.
That's right.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.